With what you need to know in the news on Thursday, March 24th, 2022, I'm Vin Abenue. The largest Orthodox Jewish yeshiva in the United States is expanding even further, at least geographically, after striking a land deal with a college in Ocean County.
The legal paperwork has been signed, but this is going to be a multi-year process, transforming 42 acres formerly belonging to Georgian Court University, the Catholic institution that's the most expansive private religious higher learning school in the state, into usable space for Beth Madrash Govaha, commonly known as Lakewood Yeshiva, which boasts 3,000-plus undergrads and another more than 4,000 male grad students. The Orthodox population in Lakewood has made the township the second-fastest-growing municipality in New Jersey over the past decade, according to the Census Bureau. Neither institution announced the price tag of the sale Wednesday. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
Toms River police are investigating a domestic violence incident where a woman driving a vehicle was stabbed on Wednesday afternoon between North Bay Avenue and Whitty Road. The woman was driving, police said, when her passenger began stabbing her. She pulled over and ran out, but the man followed. Good Samaritans nearby jumped in to detain the man until police arrived on the scene to make an arrest. Jackson police said a man was scammed out of $19,000 after receiving a call from somebody who identified themselves as a U.S. Marshal from Texas. The marshal said he needed to verify the address of the man or an arrest warrant would be issued for his arrest and his bank accounts would be frozen. A Bayville man has been arrested and charged with failing to register as a sex offender. Mark Brayman violated Megan's Law after moving from his address in Berkeley to Toms River without registering or notifying any law enforcement agencies. Lawmakers are mulling what steps they can take to address segregation in New Jersey public schools. And even before a Superior Court judge rules in a pending lawsuit that seeks to force the state to take action.
Don't wait, a number of advocates told the Joint Committee on the Public Schools, where control will be ceded to the judiciary. Among them was David Scheer of the Education Law Center.
The legislature doesn't need to wait, and frankly should not wait, for a court order to begin serious and sustained work on an issue that is so central to the right that our students have to a thorough and efficient education.
Reverend Willie Francois of the New Jersey Coalition Against Racial Exclusion says it would be irresponsible to wait, as judges are supposed to interpret laws, not make them.
I am pretty sure that because their branch of government is not about legislation, they're going to get it wrong.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
New York City's mayor is expected to announce this morning that he's exempting athletes and performers from the city's vaccine mandate for private workers. The move will allow Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving to play home games and let unvaccinated baseball players for the Yankees and Mets take the field when their season begins next month. The city's sweeping vaccine mandate for workers will still apply to people with other types of jobs, including government employees. New Jersey's rate of transmission is continuing to increase, now at 0.91. Anything over 1 would indicate a new wave of infections spreading. Still, the number of new cases and hospitalizations remain relatively low, and state health officials are cautiously optimistic the spread of the BA.2 variant will not trigger a new wave of infections that could overwhelm hospitals or require new restrictions. At the beginning of this month, influenza activity was very low across the Garden State, and it looked like flu season was all but over. But that has not turned out to be the case.
Jersey State epidemiologist Dr. Tina Tan says the latest surveillance data shows flu cases are suddenly on the rise.
In the northern areas, we're seeing high activity levels of flu. Central areas of the state, we're seeing moderate activity. And it's only in the southeast area that we're seeing low activity.
She adds flu is unpredictable and it's unclear how long this spike will continue. But
as long as influenza is circulating, it's definitely not too late to get the vaccine. You know, the flu vaccine, we know, still can provide protection benefits.
I'm David Matthau.
The surprising success of the St. Peter's men's team in the NCAA tournament has led to a rise in applications to attend the university in Jersey City. Admissions officials tell News 12 the interest isn't just from Jersey students either. They're getting applications from across the country. The Peacocks got a raucous send-off last night as they prepare for their next game in the Sweet 16 tomorrow night against third-seeded Purdue. They've already upset Murray State, and before that, second-seeded Kentucky. No word on a cause of the fire at the Pepsi plant in Piscataway. Investigators do believe it started outside the plant on New Brunswick Avenue. The focus of the investigation is where shipping pallets were stacked for storage. Piscataway officials are pledging to help Pepsi rebuild the damaged parts of the plant to get them back up and running as soon as possible. I'm Vin Abenue on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Thursday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.